We're covering the big story on Utah's Morning News with Brian and Amanda.
All right, let's get to the other side of this story. Now, Bruce Raftery is the public information officer for Vietnam Veterans of America's Southern Utah chapter. He joins us live on the KSL Newsline. Bruce, good morning. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for getting a hold of me.
Hey, tell us about where this desire to help the school district even came from.
Well, I brought it up, and I thought it would be a good idea because I worry about our kids. Even though I don't have kids in school, they're still our future. And I started talking about it with my chapter president and giving it a lot of thought, did some research on school shootings, and then brought it to the chapter and asked the guys how many had concealed weapons permits and how many would be willing to do this. And I had quite a great response, so that encouraged me even more.
There is a little bit of a concern that's been expressed about having some of the veterans be armed in the schools. Is it possible that you and the other veterans could fill needs that the schools have without necessarily being armed?
I don't think eyes on solved the problem. I think eyes on and armed is a better thing. They want us to look at being crossing guards. That ain't going to happen. Our guys aren't going to be crossing guards. We are too proactive and too committed to this idea. And the fact that people think that it wouldn't be a good idea, they'll be the same ones that will be in the school board's face when one of their children or grandchildren get killed because they weren't proactive.
So, Bruce, have you figured out any of the details yet, at least on your guys' end, what you would do? Are we talking about one of these vets at each school or several? Or kind of let us know what you're thinking.
How many we end up with, but we would do our own scheduling and either do 8-hour shifts just like the resource, or we could split shift it. And it just depends on how many people we finally end up with that would complete the protocol and the training and still be willing to do this after that is ascertained.
And it seems like, you know, there hasn't been any decision made. It's just this is the beginning of the conversation. Would you agree to that?
Yes, this is the beginning. Nobody's ever brought it up before when I brought it to the school board back on April the 10th.
Well, we thank you for your service, both during the Vietnam War, sir, and your offer of service now. All of us feel humbled that you would want to come forward in this way.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, we just want to... I think we can serve our community just as we served our country. These guys that have concealed weapons permits have all been vetted by Utah BCI. So the background checks and all that's done, and if there was any concern about any, post-traumatic stress stuff, we'd be willing to go through any psychological analyzation that they'd want us to go through. We're willing to take the extra step and go the extra mile to do this. I just don't want us to have to be reactive and have to make that statement down here.